shares, market, the S&P, the ASX stocks.
This is Motley Fool Money.
Welcome to Motley Fool Money, the Money Hacks edition, our short weekly check-in on how you can make the most of your money. I'm Scott Phillips, and with me, as always, Dr. Anirban Mahanty. G'day, Doc.
G'day, Captain. How are you?
I'm exceptionally well, mate, but some people aren't so well. And so this week, we're going to talk about how not to get caught by a little, let's call it financial trickery, shall we? Maybe I should put allegedly in there just to make sure the lawyers are happy. There is so much in the finance world that can really come to upset the personal financial apple cart. And while we normally talk about helping people make more money, this time we're going to try and help them not make less, or at least not lose any, because of some of the tricks that the financial industry, in their greed, maybe, is that fair to say?
Well, let's just say, you know, in their attempt to get larger market share.
That's very kind of you, and you'll certainly not be in court while I am. Let's talk about some of the tricks that the market can play on us. Mate, one that's been really on my mind the last couple of weeks is the old home loan cashback promotion. I hate this. Look, I love it from a business perspective. I'm kind of, it's one of those things where you hate it, but you kind of appreciate it. There's a certain bank that may start with A and end with Z, but it could be any bank.
There are many banks.
It could be any bank. Who are offering a special deal right now. If you take out a home loan with them, they will give you a couple of grand in the kick. A couple of grand back straight away. Hey, you've signed your home loan documents. Thank you very much. Here's $2,000 or $2,500. Go and spend it how you want. Now, I don't know anyone who's not, you know, look, think about moving. Think about settling on loans. Think about buying new furniture. Who doesn't want a couple of grand straight from the bank? Courtesy of the bank. Feels pretty good, right? But why would a bank do that? You know the answer? To get you to stop focusing on the interest rate. We've talked lots in Money Hacks in our normal podcast about the fact that if you can save a couple of, half a percent maybe on your loan, you can probably save 50 or 80 grand over the life of a loan by getting a better interest rate. Now, why would the bank give you money? So you don't think about that interest rate. So you say, look, okay, I'll take your loan. I'll get your money. You'll get your couple of grand. You feel like you've made a fortune. Guess what? Every day after that, they are taking money out of your back pocket. Don't let them do it. Yes, cashback is attractive. It's real money. They're not doing anything improper, but they're trying to distract you from the real issue, which is get a better rate. So make sure you don't get fooled by the cashback. Doc, what's a bit of financial trickery, or at least, what do you say, gaining market share?
Gaining market share.
There we go.
I love gaining market share. So another one that happens.
Give us an example.
Another example that happens is, you know, you get credit cards often would say, okay, you can sign up for this credit card, and we will give you 50,000 points or 25,000 points.
Oh, who doesn't love some frequent flyer points?
Free points. Everybody
that stuff
loves
is
them.
Catnip, dude.
It's, yeah, I love it. And first year, it's going to be free.
Hey.
So what's wrong with that? Nothing is wrong with that, right?
But, are you sure?
Well, a couple of things. They might even throw in a balance transfer with that, right? So that's where the money, the money train runs. So by getting you to borrow and, you know, have your, if you're carrying actually a credit card balance, mm-hmm. To transfer, they're actually going to be making some interest on it. That's number one. Number two is, a lot of times, this first year is free, but you know, the next year is not free, and the year after is not free. And it's very likely that people forget the next year to cancel or whatever to the next deal.
So
they're going to be making some interest.
The old honeymoon deal, right?
The honeymoon deal. So, and the points are basically one time, right? So, you know, you're taking credit card, which you probably didn't need. You are going to be paying probably for it next year. And, it's an additional credit in your pocket that, you have the propensity to spend, which I'm sure the governor would like, but, you know, may not be in your interest.
Another one of those examples exactly of being distracted from the real things that matter, which is the ongoing interest rate, by a couple of airline points or an interest-free period that makes things look a little bit better than they are. And I'm going to wrap this up with the last one for me, which is the old fixed rate or honeymoon offer. Now, we've talked about honeymoon offers with credit card points. The other thing is with a home loan, same kind of thing, right? Same thing also with online savings accounts. Get an extra, you know, earn 2.5% on your savings with this online account. But by the way, it's only for 6 months. Or by the way, it's only if you put in $2,000 a month into this particular savings account. Always, always, always read the fine print. It's boring as hell. We all know that. But the idea of a honeymoon rate where they tease you with something you get up front, exactly like Doc's example with credit card points, the same thing happens with honeymoon rates, fixed term rates that then convert to a much higher variable rate, or an online savings account that promises you a high interest rate, but all of a sudden, as you say, Doc, 6 months later, that goes away. The honeymoon rate goes away, and we just can't be bothered changing accounts, or we think we'll get around to it, or we have to remember to do that. And guess what? They've absolutely sucked you in. They've paid you in the short term, and they're going to make money from you over the long term. Vigilance is the answer. Reading the fine print is the answer. And as with all things, think about the incentives. What are they trying to get you to focus on and why? If you can answer that question, you're going to be much, much better off. Don't let the financial trickery take away your money. Fight back. And as always, get a better rate. That's it for this week's Motley Fool Money Hacks. See you next week. Fool on.
Fool on.
The Motley Fool and people appearing in this program may have positions in the companies mentioned. General advice only. Please speak to your financial professional to understand how it may pertain to your situation. Subscribe to the free newsletter at fool.com.au/MMM. The Motley Fool operates under Financial Services License 400691.